as a member, one of three members from Donegal County Council on the North and West Regional Assembly with Jack Murray and Frank McBerty, we have agreed with all other councillors now to put emergency motions into our County Council, contacting Michael McGrath, Minister for Financial Expenditure, and all of the other Oireachtas and TDs, to ensure that this money, this billion euros that is coming from Europe, the government have now been informed of this, to ensure that the money that comes to the north and the northwest will be in addition to any other money that the government might have. No, so it has to be in addition to government expenditure that's already planned. And this is our main concern. We're also concerned about who will be allocating out this money. And we'll be saying that the bodies like the North and West Regional Assembly, they were specially set up to give out peace money and other money that are based in the northwest, their best place to give it out. We would be very concerned that if this was just spent by the department in Dublin or different government agencies, that this money mightn't filter down to the projects that have already been prioritised. We have agreed now a national and regional development plans. The projects are well known. And it's important that this money goes, in addition to government money, to fund all of these major projects from Galway to Donegal and from Monaghan over to Mayo.
And indeed, the north and west of the country has been downgraded to a region in transition. So obviously the region is in dire need for these funds.
Absolutely. Many, many, many years ago, way back in the Albert Reynolds time, and that's when Ireland qualified then to get structural funds, and the talk then was 5 and 6 billion, and we have done extremely well. And at that time, the north and northwest, where they got the full funding. This time, because we are viewed as being an area in transition, we will not get the same 75% of areas like in parts of Spain or Portugal or some other countries or some of the newer EU countries that have joined the EU will get, but what we are going to get is 60% funding. In other words, when the government puts up, they will have to put up 40%, and the EU are putting up 60% to a tune of 1 billion. That's already been confirmed. So it's important that these decisions will be made in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be looking for all our representatives in Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Monaghan, Galway, from all parties, to be lobbying the government now to make sure that this money is spent in addition to any other plans the government may have.